Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm going to bring on my mom right now. It's Betty Ann McMurray. Mother, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, honey. How are you?
How's your day going so far?
Well, it's been really great. Your siblings have been calling. A couple came over. One group stayed outside. The other group came in.
Yes.
We're trying to behave.
We are. We did a Zoom call with most of the family yesterday. I posted the picture on Instagram. It's so funny, that picture, because I didn't realize it. I know when we get together, Mom, everybody talks over each other, but when you're on Zoom, you notice it more, don't you?
It's kind of crazy, but it's fun. I love seeing all of you.
Yes. So who was the first one to call today out of the family?
Jamie.
Jamie, of course. I like that, but I like to think I'm your favorite, Mom.
You are one of my favorites,
honey.
Of course.
Yes, I know. People always ask, how did we grow up in a house with only two bathrooms and one shower with so many kids?
Well, it worked.
It did. It did work.
The ones who got up the earliest got a lot of hot water.
Yes. The hot water would run out after about two showers, wouldn't it?
No, maybe by the sixth shower.
I don't think so. I think maybe three at the most. If you didn't hit the first three, because it was always you and Dad first, and maybe two more, and that was it. It was cold showers, especially if we had to go to church.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit, Peter, but that's all right.
Hold on a second, Mom. We have another one that's calling in. This is number 10. Dave?
Yes, Mom. How are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, honey.
This is number...
Happy Mother's Day to Angie and to Sarah.
Well,
I just wanted to clear the air real quick. Being the youngest boy, I think everyone knows that the youngest boy is always the favorite. So, Mom, happy to be your favorite. I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you, David. And yes, honey, you're one of my favorites.
They always say the youngest boy is the most competitive. He was pretty competitive in the family, Mom, right?
Well, he had to keep up with the rest of you.
Hold on a second, Mom. We have another caller on the line. Oh, we lost Brother Dave. This is Brother Ed. This is number two in the family. Ed?
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, honey. Same to Patsy.
Ed, where are you?
I'd like to clarify things too. Being the oldest boy, I think I was probably her favorite.
Yes, honey, you're one of my favorites, of course.
Well, you practiced that line a thousand million times, haven't you?
I have to.
Ed's greatest line was, "I'm number two in the family, number one in Mom's heart." Wasn't that yours?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's my line.
Definitely so. Ed, did you send Mom the flowers or what we were supposed to send today? Mom, did you get anything today?
I did get a few things, yes.
Okay. All right. I think there's some more stuff coming this afternoon.
Yeah,
today's Sunday, Peter.
I know today is Sunday, but there may be something this afternoon. By the way, on the Zoom call, Ed, I didn't see you on the Zoom call with the family yesterday.
I was on earlier, then I had to go power wash my deck before the weather got too bad.
Of course.
I was on for probably about 40 minutes, and then evidently you must have got on after I got off.
Probably for the best. I asked Mom a question yesterday about watching Mass on TV. I said, Mom, is it okay to multitask if you're doing the dishes or working out? And I think your response was, it's okay, but you can't eat.
No, honey, you know what? When you watch Mass, you have, like going to church and actually being there in person, mm-hmm. You're not going to write a letter or talk to your neighbor. You don't multitask. You concentrate and put everything you have into the Mass.
I understand. I was asking for Ed. I'm paying attention. Well, Ed's not the one. Just for the record.
I was paying attention.
Yes.
I was paying attention.
And Dave was the one that was drinking coffee during Mass last week, right, Dave?
Yes. Today was, well, no, that was my neighbor, actually. No. I was
my neighbor.
Of course you don't drink during Mass. You wouldn't drink
no,
if
no.
you were at church.
You were,
no, come can on, you drink
guys.
Wine?
What's going on?
What is wrong
can
with you?
Can you drink wine? I mean, you drink wine at church.
No, you can't. You have to wait. And by the way, the Cardinal's been doing a great job with Mass here in town. I mean, he's keeping it to about 45 or 50 minutes. It's very quick.
Well, you know, when you don't have 200 people receiving communion, it does tend to shorten the length of it. But you know what? That's not the whole purpose of going to Mass, to see how fast you can go through it.
I understand.
I mean, you have to allow yourself time for prayer, too.
Of course. I was asking for days.
Am I preaching too much?
No, this is absolutely
good. No, in fact, I already knew that, Mom. I was going to chime in and say almost the exact same thing.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody listened.
Yeah. Mom, we were talking about baking recipes a few minutes ago, and the I mentioned the pineapple upside down cake and the oatmeal cake. Where did the oatmeal cake come from? Because it had oatmeal, it had walnuts, and it had the coconut on top. Is that a family recipe? Where did that come from?
Well, actually, it sort of is. I mean, it's been around for years and years. But I got the recipe from Aunt Sadie,
okay.
And I don't know where she got it from. But it's an old recipe. It's been around forever.
Ed, are you a fan of the oatmeal cake?
I like the oatmeal cake.
Dave?
That oatmeal cake is one of the best cakes. Mom knocks it out of the park. When she puts raisins in there, perfect.
No, you don't put raisins. No, she doesn't put raisins in the oatmeal cake.
Oh, we don't?
No.
David, wake up, honey. No raisins in that cake.
You better drink that coffee tomorrow.
Falling asleep on the radio like he did at Mass today. Well, Mom, we love you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, honey. I love you more than you know. I can't wait till I hug and kiss everybody.
Well,
I hope it happens in my lifetime.
Well, of course. We're going to see you in a month.
Sure it will.
Right. We're not going to be in this thing forever by the end of the month. Definitely so.
I know. Just teasing.
Have a great day. You're going to have something. Look for something this afternoon. Something will be showing up.
All right, honey. I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you, Mom.
All right, Mom.
Have a great day. Look at that.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Ed, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Ed, what was I going to ask you? Mom hung up. I can't. Shoot. I was going to keep you on.
I bet you would.
I can't remember it. It was on the tip of my tongue. All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, maybe sometime we can hang out when this is all over.
Yes. By the way, Ed's in charge of the Bears tailgates. Even if we get to go to games this year, I don't think we're going to be able to tailgate in the South lot if this thing starts, if the season starts. Oh, we lost Ed. I lost Ed, too. I guess he just hung up. Okay, that's it. That's kind of funny that those two called in.
Yeah.
I sent a text out. I'm on a text thread with my family. I'm like, Mom's going to be on at 1:15. And of course, I always mention that I'm her favorite because she'll never admit it on the radio, but I am. And then Brother Ed and Brother Dave. That's nice. It's good stuff.